Pietist songs. The Pietist songs started during the 19th century and have a strong connection with the Lasseter, or Pietist Revivalist movement, in Sweden. The songs contain both happiness and sorrows, as well as faith and despair. The message to the listener is of salvation through changing one's own destructive life to appeal for God's mercy. The spread of the Pietist songs caused several movements to arise and serve as a counterbalance to the destructive elements of society, such as the autocracy of the church, widespread consumption of alcohol, and lack of democracy. The Pietists were given their name because they studied not only the Bible, but a wider variety of texts. They built meeting places, arranged gatherings where they would sing, and evangelized the world around them. Although some of the hymns came from a wider Christian tradition, it can be said that these songs are a part of the Swedish cultural heritage. Many of the Pietist songs can be attributed to the hymn writers Lena Sandell and Niels Frickman. Recording artist Anna-Lisa Öst, Lapp-Lisa, sang many of these songs during her career. Some songs were recorded and can still be listened to. In connection with the Pietist song movement, the Sunshine singer, J.A. Hultman, is also worth mentioning. Along with Einar Ekberg and Lapp-Lisa, he is of the most well-known of the religious singers in Swedish America.